My first reaction is gratitude.
Mike Admirand has few words to describe the minute his death row client, Jimmy Fletcher Metters, learned that Georgia's Pardons and Paroles Board had spared his life. He chooses to keep the details private.
It was a special moment. He was surrounded by his family, including his mother, and it was a very special moment that I'll never forget.
The 58-year-old was facing lethal injection for a 1987 deadly armed robbery in Glenn County, which took in just $38 from unarmed Jiffy store clerk Don Anderson.
And he was cooperating. They say that the shots that killed him came after he had opened the cash register. That's the kind of thing that will incline a jury toward a death penalty.
WSB senior legal analyst Ron Carlson says, however, sometimes lightning strikes unexpectedly, as it did when Metters won the commutation of his sentence from death to life without parole.
I'm sure the Metters lawyers realized at first the odds were against them. But in the best tradition of the bar, they persevered and it paid off.
Admirand, an attorney with the Southern Center for Human Rights, says the board made real the intent of Metters' trial jury.
In Jimmy's trial in 1989, life without parole wasn't available in Georgia. 20 minutes into the sentencing deliberations, the jury sent a note out to the judge asking if they could sentence him to life without parole. Because they couldn't, they ultimately sentenced him to death. We spoke with every living juror. All six of them said in a statement that life without parole would have been their verdict if they could have given Jimmy that sentence.
Spokesman Steve Hay says the board also noted Metters had no criminal record before the robbery homicide and has a near spotless record in his 31 years behind bars.
Life and death decisions are the most important that the board members make, and they make these after thorough consideration and deliberations, and they fully understand the impact of their decisions.
Admirand tells me the board's critically important role in showing mercy here cannot be overstated.
I don't think Georgia would have been better off for executing a veteran of the National Guard who had no prior criminal record for a crime that the jury didn't even think warranted an execution. At the same time, I do want to take a moment to remember Don Anderson and his family and how much they've been suffering for the last 30 years because of this crime.
Veronica Waters, 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.